Short Lecture, Skill 4. Stonehenge. Listen to part of a lecture in a history class and answer the question.
Moving on to another ancient discovery, let's discuss the magnificence and mystery of Stonehenge. 3 kilometers west of a town called Amesbury stands a large, tall stone ruin known as Stonehenge. This unique monument has stood for over 5,000 years in an open downland of Salisbury Plain in southern England. Stonehenge is not a single structure, but consists of a series of earth, wood, and stone structures that were revised and remodeled over thousands of years. How were the stones moved into place? No one knows exactly, but it is definite that it took a lot of muscle power and numerous men to move these heavy stones in place. The next logical question might be, why was Stonehenge built? Well, to answer that question, we can look at the findings of an 18th century British scholar named William Stukeley, who noticed that the horseshoe of great stones and the horseshoe of 19 smaller stones, called blue stones, opened up in the direction of the midsummer sunrise. He concluded that these stones were placed not accidentally, but deliberately positioned and planned so that on a midsummer's morning, the sun rose directly over the heel stone and the first rays shone into the center of the monument between the open arms of the horseshoe arrangement. This discovery has had tremendous impact on how Stonehenge has been interpreted. Both Stukeley in the 18th century and Sir J. Norman Lockyer, a British astronomer and scientist in the 20th century, believed that this alignment implied a ritualistic connection with sun worship. Their conclusions led to the belief that Stonehenge was built as a temple to the sun. Nowadays, an astronomer named Gerald Hawkins disagrees with Stukeley and Locklear's conclusions and instead argues that Stonehenge is not simply aligned with solar and lunar astronomical events, but can be used to predict other events such as eclipses. In a nutshell, he believes that Stonehenge was not built as a temple. Instead, it was built as an astronomical calculator.
What is the main topic of the lecture?